Hello, everybody. This is Alfonso from Studio Comics, creator of Night Spike, and feature on the movie Heroes Manufactured. And right now, you are listening We Got the Geek. Welcome to another episode of the Geekly Session, here on the road once again.
Always on the road.
The lovely Sarah J.
Always traveling.
Yes. I'm Jerry Seinfeld, and we're podcasters in cars getting pop. Anyhow, I've been watching that too much.
I couldn't get into it.
So, a lot of running around today.
Yes.
Which is why we're recording again in the car.
Because it never seems to stop.
That's right.
Ooh, yay.
That is right. So we have a little bit of news in the world of geek we could talk about.
We do.
As a matter of fact,
yes.
We have some good news and we have some bad news in the world of Star Trek.
See, it ain't. Okay, what's the good news first?
The good news? Patrick Stewart is going to be reprising his role of Jean-Luc Picard in a new series of Star Trek.
Yay, I'm so excited. I love Patrick Stewart. Sir Patrick Stewart.
It will be a new series on on CBS All Access.
which network?
CBS.
Okay.
And it will reveal the next chapter of Picard's life after the events of the Next Generation movies.
Oh, my.
No word as to who else is going to be in the cast. I was talking to Hunter about this the other day, and he theorizes that we'll probably see cameos by the Next Gen crew.
Probably.
Especially Jonathan Frakes, probably.
Oh, God, yeah.
So, you excited?
Yes. I loved The Next Generation.
I never watched it very often. Shit, I'm more of a movie guy. I didn't watch...
No, the show was fantastic.
What I saw of it was okay.
It was awesome. I loved it every week. It was just... great.
And he's 79.
He looks fantastic.
Yeah.
79. I don't care what anybody says.
I guess the last time we saw him was in 2002 in that movie Nemesis.
Oh, yeah.
And from what I remember, Data was gone.
Yep.
And a lot of them had moved on to other ships.
Yes.
And it'd be interesting to see where they go with it. Everyone in the world of Star Trek seemed to be happy for the guy. Even Shatner was excited.
Yeah, I'm going to have to say they're going to go to outer space is where they're going with this. No?
Not You're funny. Hilarious.
Thank you, I tried. I'm tired, and I'm hungry.
Yes.
I've been driving.
Well, it could be interesting, I guess.
I think it will be.
Cool. Want to hear the bad news now?
I know what it is.
Oh, it's terrible, actually.
Yeah, I don't like it, and we should start a petition.
Well, in case the fine folks out there knows, yeah. Future of Star Trek 4 is in doubt.
Because Paramount is stupid.
Well, yeah. Both Chris Pine and Chris Hemsworth have reportedly walked away from the negotiating table, as have representatives for Paramount. Now, Paramount doesn't plan on halting production, and the film is moving forward and it is a priority. Don't know how they're going to do that without Captain Kirk.
Yeah, or his father.
See, basically, if you haven't heard, the script for this movie is about Kirk going back in time somehow and meeting his father, who was played by Chris Hemsworth at the beginning of the first one.
Yeah.
Now, definitely, since that first one, Chris Hemsworth has become a huge star.
Just a tad, yeah.
Yeah, you know, those fancy Marvel movies.
Some small parts here and there, wielding a hammer.
Yeah. Now, Paramount doesn't want to stick to existing deals they made with Pine and Hemsworth.
Well, that's because they're stupid.
Yeah, they're committed to a tight budget as they believe the Star Trek franchise is not as successful as the Marvel or DC movies that Hemsworth and Pine have starred in.
Whoever said that at Paramount should be slapped.
Well, they're going based on the fact that Star Trek Beyond didn't make as much as they thought it was going to.
Wait.
Oh, I know, but, I mean, it's pretty sad we're almost $400 million now is considered a bomb.
You know what? I'd gladly take $400 million.
Well, definitely.
Like, that's not bad.
So before the reboot in 2009, the only Star Trek movie that had even made over $100 million was Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home. So I don't know why they're so mad now.
Maybe there's no whales in this one. I don't know.
How are you going to do a Star Trek movie without Kirk? And now, there, as far as they know, they don't know how negotiations are going to go with, like, Zoe Saldana and...
No, everything else is in the lurch now, and it's all up in the air, and they gotta try to figure this out, because the rest of them may just walk away, too.
And if they can't do that script, won't it cost them more money to, like, get another scriptwriter in there to make a whole new script?
Well, yeah, like, you have to pay somebody to write the script in the first place.
And you gotta think, if it's him going back in time to meet Hemsworth, that's fantastic. People are gonna go see that, probably.
Well, yeah. So, I would. Oh, wait. I mean, I would regardless of the script. I've loved the reboots of the Star Trek franchise.
Yeah, they've done a great job. To be honest, that movie franchise was dead before that happened. We were just talking about Nemesis. That was the last one for 7 years.
Yeah, and that was with the Next Generation crew.
Like, I think it was a wise decision to go back and tell the early days of Kirk and the gang.
Yeah, but with a twist. It's an alternate universe.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Well, apparently they don't think so over at Paramount.
Well, again, Paramount is stupid. And again, I can't think of anything else and be polite. So I'm just going to keep calling them stupid. And that's why we should start a petition for Paramount to pay to, like, stick to the original contract and get them back on board. Because they're just... No.
Yeah.
I don't like them. I don't like Paramount right now.
Well, hopefully we'll have some good news in the future about them maybe offering at least Chris Pine some money.
Uh-huh.
But we'll see, I guess.
Fingers crossed, and I will work on that petition.
Okay, well, speaking of Chris Pine.
Yes.
I have some news about his Wonder Woman co-star, Gal Gadot.
Yep.
She has joined the voice cast of Disney's Ralph Breaks the Internet. She will voice the character Shank, described as a tough and talented driver in an intense and gritty online racing game called Slaughter Race.
Yay! I love that. I can't wait to see that movie.
Yeah, the first one was very original.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it needed a sequel, but I definitely want to see it.
I think it'll be cool if he breaks the internet.
Yeah, it should be called Wrecks the Internet, though.
It should be Ralph... Wreck-It Ralph Wrecks the Web.
Yeah, something along those lines. You can make a joke about it in the trailer.
I know! He's Wreck-It Ralph. Wouldn't he wreck the internet?
I think that's coming out in a few months, not too far from now. Right. I don't know the exact date right now.
I don't know either. I can't remember.
The first one still holds up.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. That was great.
Yeah. I got nothing else.
No, me
but
either.
I can't wait to see it.
Wreck-It Ralph 2.
Wreck-It Ralph 2.
He breaks the internet. I want to say wrecks the internet now.
Yeah, because it makes sense.
It does make sense.
Ugh. All right, I've got a casting announcement. If you folks don't want to be spoiled, probably don't listen to this one.
Plug your ears.
Because it kind of does, I don't know why they announced it, because it does kind of spoil something. Well, it kind of spoils Avengers 4 a little bit. Unless it takes place before Avengers 4, which I doubt. So we have some casting news for the next Spider-Man movie. Far From Home, I believe it's called.
Far From Home?
Far From Home, sticking with the homecoming theme. Maybe we just name it after a comic, like Spectacular Spider-Man, Sensational Spider-Man, Web of Spider-Man, anything but Far From Home.
Super Spider-Man.
That wasn't the thing.
Can it be a thing?
That wasn't a thing, although he did have superpowers like Superman at one point.
Well, there you go. The Incredible Spider-Man? No, that's the Hulk.
No. But you're on the right track.
Sir Ploof? No, never mind. Edit that.
Yeah, we'll edit that.
Thank you.
So I think I've marked enough time that people should have, like, walked away from the
I think so.
The podcast.
We've stalled enough.
Yeah.
Carry on.
And we kind of knew this one anyhow, sort of.
Okay.
But Samuel Jackson is set to reprise the role of Nick Fury.
Nice.
So.
Oh, because it's, oh, wait a minute.
No, it's, they only threw that into this story that maybe it takes place before Avengers 4. No, it takes place after.
So.
So they've already confirmed that Nick Fury survived.
Yeah, he's coming back.
And not only that.
In the dust.
Not only that. Colby Smulders is coming back too as Maria Hill, who also got dusted at the end
of
3.
Yes, she did.
See, this movie is going to have so much trouble marketing if they don't want to spoil anything in Avengers 4. And obviously, the fact there's a Spider-Man movie, that's a huge spoiler right there, considering, you know?
I don't want to go, Mr. Stark.
Like, they can't even really say who's in this. Well, they're gonna, obviously. Like, I can't wait to see these trailers, because they'll obviously come out, like, before Avengers 4, or while Avengers 4 is in a theater.
Yeah.
So it's gonna take some clever marketing.
Yep.
But yeah, Nick Fury's gonna be back. It's his first big Nick Fury role since Age of Ultron, actually, because he only had a cameo, obviously, in 3.
I have a question, because this just popped into my head. I thought Nick wasn't... I thought he had gone into hiding and everything.
He did, at the end of Winter Soldier.
Right.
He came out of hiding in Age of Ultron, at the farm, at Hawkeye's farm.
Okay.
And then he's been away. He's going to be in Captain Marvel, but it's from the 90s.
Yeah. But because at the end of Avengers Infinity War, he was
there all of a
sudden.
Yeah, he wasn't
ghetto.
In hiding.
Yeah,
he was there.
He was there with Agent Hill.
No one's explained that.
Exactly. Because
he was still in hiding in Age of Ultron.
Right. That's what I was about to ask. Because he had the leather jacket, and he had the eye patch, and
wasn't she in hiding, too? Because she helped...
Yes!
She helped the Avengers escape in Civil War.
Yes. And that's why now the wheels are turning in my head. How the hell can they explain that at the end of Avengers Infinity War when he was in hiding and they were both in hiding and then he has all the S.H.I.E.L.D. stuff again?
That's right, because there's no... Well, yeah, I guess there kind of is a S.H.I.E.L.D. on TV.
Well, yeah, because it's not a new S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
It's...
Huh. Speaking of which, in Avengers 4... Since it's going to be the last big movie where they're all there, can they just tell them that freaking Coulson's alive?
Somebody please tell the Avengers that Coulson is alive, because,
yeah.
I mean, wow. Enough is enough.
I was so disappointed because the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. finale came out after Avengers 3.
Oh.
I was hoping they were going to show, like, people disappearing.
And they didn't.
They didn't. They've held back the premiere of the next Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. season until after Avengers 4 comes out.
Oh.
Just because they're worried about something on that show spoiling the movie.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah. Oh, well.
What the hell?
What the hell indeed?
Right? That's what I just said.
Yeah.
But, that's not fair.
That is not fair. But yeah, you brought up a good point. I never even thought of that, the Samuel Jackson hiding thing.
It just popped into my head just now. Like, hey, wait a minute.
I never even thought of that. I was just so excited to see him at the end of the movie. I never even thought of that.
It's like, oh my God, it's him. Weeks later.
And you know what?
Wait a minute.
It was only right he should have been in that movie in some capacity.
Damn right.
Because he was right there from the beginning.
I still love how it was. He was almost allowed to say motherfucker.
Yeah.
And they cut him off.
Yeah.
It was like, whoo!
I mean, I'm sad he hasn't been around, because he used to be in every one of them.
Yeah.
And then the last one before now was Age of Ultron. He disappeared for a whole round of movies. He said on record that he's disappointed that he wasn't in Black Panther. So.
Well, yeah, of all the people...
Yeah.
He should have been in Black Panther.
And like I've said, I'm really hoping the end credit scene of Captain Marvel is her answering the message that he sent her at the end of Avengers 3.
And it's on a pager.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. We had a couple more things to talk about. And we'll be right back.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek comic book needs.
Just like a bat. I dig it.
All right, we are back.
Howdy, howdy.
Howdy, howdy, hi.
What the hell was that? Howdy, yeah. Howdy, hi.
So let's get to the good part of this story first. Okay. The CW has cast the role of Batwoman.
Yay!
Who will first be appearing in this year's superhero crossover. By the way, just as a side note, Legends of Tomorrow, not part of the crossover this year.
That sucks.
It's Supergirl, Arrow, and Flash. I digress. So the character of Batwoman will debut on Arrow, and then next year she'll get her own show.
Nice.
They've been kind of sort of hinting around the fact there's a Batman and a Gotham in this universe.
Okay.
They've mentioned Bruce Wayne by name.
Oh.
They've never really mentioned Batman by name. And it's going to take place in Gotham. The actress that's been hired to play her is named Ruby Rose. I've seen her on Orange is the New Black. And you got to see John Wick 2 still. She like is like a cool fighter in that movie.
Yeah, oh, I got to see that.
Yeah, so, I don't know, I knew who she was. I thought it was cool casting.
I think it's great casting.
She's a lesbian, I guess, right? But the character is, too, which is awesome.
Yes.
And she looks like she could kick ass.
Yep.
Well, unfortunately,
the not cool part is
people have driven her off of Twitter, like, much like Star Wars people.
Like, way to go, DC fans. Freaking nerd boys living
like
in your mom's
bullying
basement.
And so she left Facebook.
I'm not wrong.
No, she left Facebook like a less than a week after the announcement.
Twitter.
Not sorry, Twitter. Facebook. We still love you.
She left Twitter because of all the
I don't
negative.
Get it.
No, me either, because like I don't know, they're just wow dumb.
Like, first of all, why don't you wait and voice your opinion after she's actually played the character?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, people do this all the time. It's nothing new, though. Like, going all the way back to Keaton as Batman, I remember people complaining.
Somebody even, like, somebody commented saying there's no, like, Batwoman. There's Batgirl and there's, like, whatever. But there's no Batwoman.
No, this Batwoman's
been
around.
Somebody had to put her in her place.
2006, she debuted in one of my favorite series of all time, 52.
Yeah.
So there is, uninformed nerd.
Don't call yourself a nerd if you don't know that there was a Batwoman.
Yeah.
So there.
I don't know, I'm totally for this casting.
I think it's great, and I don't know what exactly were they complaining about?
Oh, I don't know. They were complaining about the actress. They were complaining about a lesbian playing a lesbian.
Oh, for God's sake.
How
dare you cast an actual gay person to play a gay person?
I know, right?
Oh, my God. What is wrong with this world, you stupid social justice warriors and leftist snowflakes? Like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Like, this is almost as bad as all the Star Wars Twittering.
Yes.
Like, they drove Kelly Tran off the internet, too.
And Daisy Ridley, and
yeah.
John Boyega, and you're all a bunch of, like, children.
That's right. And
grow up.
Way.
No, not in a good way. You're the ones who throw temper tantrums and shit because somebody did something that you don't like. Knock it off. You're just giving the rest of us fans and nerds a bad name, and I just stop it.
Yeah. So, your homework when you can get to it.
Yes.
John Wick Chapter 2.
Yes.
Because you liked the first one.
Except for the first 10-15
minutes.
Well, yeah. I don't ever want to see that part of the movie ever again.
Exactly.
Because I don't want to cry that badly ever again.
Yeah.
Okay. Nobody told me the dog was still just a puppy.
Yeah. And a gift from his late wife.
Not cool. Not cool. Anyway.
Hey.
Moving on.
I don't remember what your answer was 3 episodes ago, but did you watch Kim Possible?
I loved watching Kim Possible. Didn't watch it a lot, but my daughter liked it. And so, yeah, I watched it on a fairly semi-regular basis.
When we had Ryan Fleming on, we talked a little bit about the live-action movie that's coming out.
Yeah, we did.
Fans of the animated series...
They complaining?
No, okay. But there's some good news for you guys.
Oh.
About the casting. First of all, Christy Carlson Romano, who played the voice of Kim Possible...
Yes.
...is going to have a cameo in the movie.
Nice!
And Patton Oswalt...
What?
...is going to be in the movie. He actually did the voice of a supervillain on the show called Professor Dementor. Well, now he's going to be playing the live-action Professor Dementor.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, I love that guy.
God, I'm so excited. I love Patton Oswalt.
Oh, my God. He's been in so many cool geek things I've watched, including Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, and his stand-up is some of the best I've heard.
Oh, it's great, because he talks about nerd things in his stand-up, too.
Yay!
So it's pretty cool.
Very happy.
So, 20th Century Fox is still moving ahead with properties, even though it's pretty likely Disney's going to be taking over soon.
Oh, what haven't they taken over?
True. they're reportedly developing some movies to their animated properties, like theatrical...
Like live action?
No, just...
Oh, okay.
Just animated movies about their TV shows.
Oh.
Such as a sequel to The Simpsons movie.
Oh, jeez.
Did you ever see the original Simpsons movie?
No.
Okay, here's the deal. I know The Simpsons have gotten kind of tired over the years.
A little bit.
Movie came out in 2007. Wasn't expecting much from it.
Yeah.
It's one of the funniest things they ever did. Like, Diana loves it, and just, it was so awesome. Like, very surprised. So, I own it if you ever want to watch it.
Okay.
You'll be surprised. You'll be, wow, why can't they do this on a weekly basis still? But, it's been 11 years. They're finally doing a sequel. They're also working on a Bob's Burger movie.
Oh, okay. I like Bob. I don't watch a lot of it, but what I have seen of it, I really find funny.
Yeah, me too. And then, oh my God, why? Seth MacFarlane is working on a Family Guy movie.
Oh, jeez.
Which will mix animation and live action.
What?
Yeah, so we're going to see, like, live-action versions of the Griffins, I guess.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, so that's kind of cool. Like,
speaking of Seth MacFarlane, is there any more of his sci-fi show?
The Orville?
Yeah.
Funny you should mention that. I don't have a news story for it or anything, but they had a panel at San Diego, and somewhere on the Facebook page, I do have a trailer for the new season.
Nice.
And it looks just as awesome as the first season was.
I'm just glad there's going to be a second season.
Yeah, me too. It surprised me.
It was good.
Sure, there were Seth MacFarlane jokes on it, but it was a lot more serious and straightforward than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Which was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the date. I think, maybe I'm wrong, but I think I heard around Christmas time it's coming back.
Okay.
Yeah, good times. Good times indeed. All right, well, that's all I got, unless you have any other nerd stories that came up this week.
I can't think of any. Oh, Castle Rock, if anybody's watching that. Oh, Stephen King. And it's fantastic, and it's kind of like, it's like all the stories in that area, like from Derry and Castle Rock, Maine, and like that whole section of Maine where all his stories take place, have all kind of amalgamated into one series, and it's just, it's wicked is what it is. So that's, I've been really enjoying that.
Cool.
Okay, that's all I got.
That's all you got. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we come back. I know it's a short show this week. When we come back, we do have the geek calendar for you.
Woo-hoo!
So stay tuned.
Hold on, true believers. There's more We Got the Geek after these words.
Kristen Hunter, also known as Kiki, is a Canadian artist specializing in polymer clay creations. Being a geek at heart, most of her work is nerd-themed. Kristen has several lines of geeky creations, including steampunk, comic, and video game-inspired work, as well as sushi-themed jewelry. Kristen is always excited to create the perfect custom piece for any theme or occasion. Please check out her website at kikiscustomcreations.com.
This is Loki Quinn Cosplay, Goddess Psycho Hybrid, and you're listening to We Got the Geek.
Welcome back to the Geekly Session.
Yay!
And the Geek Calendar, brought to you by Sketchbook Comics. Why not?
Why not, indeed?
They're one of our two commercials. All right. Coming out on DVD on August 14th.
Yes.
A couple notable options here. We have Arrow, the complete season 6.
Ooh.
I love the show. Wasn't their best season. Had his moments.
Never saw the show. I don't watch the show.
That's nice. He's a good Green Arrow.
Okay.
And then also coming out that day, a little independent film. Maybe you heard of it. I don't know. Avengers Infinity War.
Oh, that film.
Yeah.
It was like it's a B movie.
Is there anyone left that haven't seen that movie?
Hermit living up in the Himalayas?
I think it's like the third biggest movie of all time now, or something like that. August 15th. That is a Wednesday.
Yes.
What happens on Wednesday every week, Sarah Jane?
It's New Comic Book Day!
I like that. A couple noteworthy things to look for on the shelves this week. We have Batgirl 25. I guess it's somewhat of an anniversary issue. Astonishing X-Men Annual 1.
Cool.
The Edge of Spider-Geddon Issue 1. There's a big event coming out called Spider-Geddon. There was an event a few years ago called Spider-Verse, which was all the different alternate Spider-Mans across the Marvel Universe. And it was awesome. And I guess this is sort of the sequel to that.
Cool.
So we're going to see like Spider-Ham and Miles Morales and Spider-Man Noir.
Okay, see, I'm still like caught up on like just Spider-Ham. It's a spider pig.
Yeah.
And that just...
Peter Porker. It's from the 80s.
Funny.
There was like one scene I remember in that Spider-Verse, and I'm getting off topic, and in that Spider-Verse crossover where two of the Spider-Man were behind this wall, and one of them said, "Did you see that guy over there? That Spider-Man? He kind of looked like Tobey Maguire." And the other one was, "Yeah, and that guy looked like Andrew Garfield."
Oh, for God's sake.
So they're saying that the two different Spider-Man movie properties exist in the multiverse. This was before Tom Holland. That's why he wasn't mentioned.
Okay.
And then they had this really other disturbing scene. Remember the show Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends?
Yes.
Basically, this series Spider-Verse was about this guy going around the multiverse, well, a few people killing off the different Spider-Men. And they killed off the cast of Spider-Man and his amazing friends in one of the, like, scenes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's harsh.
Yeah. Anyhow, Spider-Geddon is coming out. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be cool. We also have a graphic novel, the JSA Book 2 by Jeff Johns. His run was incredible in the early 2000s. And then we have Star Wars Beckett 1, Issue 1.
Okay.
Based on the character that Woody Harrelson played in Solo.
Oh, neat.
All right, there really wasn't any movies of note geek-wise coming out this weekend.
Yeah.
So we'll get right to the geek birthdays. We have a few we could mention, and maybe there'll be sound bites for some of these on the show because they're awesome. August 12th, Sam Jones from Flash Gordon. Did you watch the terrible Flash Gordon TV show that came out in the early 2000s where Flash was a teenager?
I think so.
Well, Sam Jones cameoed on one of the episodes. And I watched this whole series. I don't know why, because it was awful. But I digress. On the 13th, it's Bucky's birthday, Sebastian Stan.
I like him.
So does Hunter, right? Hunter loves him?
Yes. My daughter, Hunter.
Your daughter, Hunter. Although if Jay Hunter loves him, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, there isn't. Bucky.
Bucky, the Winter Soldier. Old one arm.
Luke Skywalker's son.
Yeah. Oh, he was also, I think, I want to say the Mad Hatter on Once Upon a Time.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. All right, on the 14th, we have Steve Martin.
Nice.
I just want to ask you right now, what was your favorite Steve Martin movie?
The one with Lily Tomlin, All of Me.
Oh, that was a great movie. And MacGyver's boss, Pete Thornton.
Edwina Beckenbull.
Yeah, that was good.
That was so funny.
For obvious reasons, my favorite was Three Amigos.
No. Had no clue.
Yeah.
Don't know why.
Because it's hilarious.
It was, but I loved All of Me.
All of Me was good.
Yeah, it was.
On the 15th, Emily Kinney, who used to be on Walking Dead.
Yep.
Also a singing career, if you want to call it that. Also, in my humble opinion, the best Batman of all time is having a birthday that year.
Michael
that day.
Keaton.
No.
Ben Affleck.
Yes.
Ah, that was close.
Ben Affleck.
Close.
Or as he said in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, days like this, I miss dating a lesbian. I don't know. I just watched that. Anyhow.
Anyhow.
On the 16th, I'm going to pronounce his name wrong, but Taika Waititi.
Taika
Waititi.
Waititi.
Best known for his role in Green Lantern as Pie Face.
And he also directed.
That was a joke.
Yeah. Yeah, he directed Thor Ragnarok and was Korg. And he also wrote and directed and starred in What We Do in the Shadows.
Yes.
And he's a New Zealander.
Yes.
And I love him. He's awesome and freaking hilarious. And August 16th is also my dad's birthday.
August 16th is also your dad's birthday, Larry Tellier.
Yes. Your father-in-law, future father-in-law.
Yes. Well, then he also shares a birthday with James Cameron.
Nice. And James Cameron is from Chippewa.
Yes. And, oh boy, maybe we'll get 17 more Avatar movies in the future.
Oh, shut up.
We also have on that day Robert Culp from The Greatest American Hero.
Wow. Didn't he pass away?
Oh, did he?
I don't know. I think
he did. Hope not. I hope you didn't just kill Robert Culp.
Way to go, Jason.
Oh, maybe he did. Well...
Oh, my.
Sarah will find out for us if Agent Bill Maxwell is still with us.
I'm looking it up.
She's looking it up. In the meantime, can we say the other birthday on that day?
Yeah.
Reginald Bell Johnson from the greatest movie of all time, Die Hard.
Yep, he did die in 2010. How did you not know that?
Oh, shit.
March 24th. He died from myocardial infarction, otherwise known as a heart attack.
Well, it would have been your birthday, Robert Culp, and we miss you.
Yeah. He was born in 1930, so, you know,
Cool.
Wow.
All right, I got a couple more to mention before we're done. On the 18th is Christian Slater's birthday, who I likes his Young Guns too, and Cuffs. And you might not have known this, but there was a 2018 Suicide Squad animated movie this year, and he was the voice of Deadshot. And I also mentioned Dennis Leary, because I love that guy. He was in Spider-Man, and he did that wonderful song, Asshole. And I know it's a week away, but we'll mention August 25th is the Cambridge Comic Arts Festival, which we're a guest at. We just got announced yesterday.
Yep.
And then, going back a bit, shout out today to our good friend Jeff, the owner of Sketchbook Comics in St. Catharines.
Happy birthday, Jeff!
Happy birthday to you, sir. He's been a good contributor to the show all these years, and his store is the greatest. And anything else you want to add?
No.
Well, I'm sorry we had to tell you folks about Robert Culp.
Although I'm pretty sure y'all knew, because he died in 2010.
Yeah.
Apparently, J-Stu didn't know.
Well, now I do. Now I have to go watch The Greatest American Hero in tribute to a fine, fine actor. He ate dog biscuits on that show.
I used to eat dog biscuits.
And on that wonderful note...
They were tasty. Shut up.
All right. So Cambridge Comic Arts Festival.
Yes.
Rent Avengers Infinity War.
Yes.
Sarah used to eat dog biscuits.
Because I don't know why. They were just good. Because
they gave you a shiny coat?
Yeah.
All right. I love you.
I love you too.
All right. That's it for this week's Geekly Session. Enjoy Excelsior. Avengers Assemble.
How else? Want them to enjoy packing material? Excelsior? Enjoy Excelsior.
Have a good week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.